This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can bring up anything that's on your mind here tonight. You've got Ian.
And Aria.
And Bonnie.
Whether you want to comment on the New World Financial Order, as former President of Russia, Dmitry Medvedev, is saying, is it's happening now. It's coming soon. He is now the Deputy Chairman of the Russian Security Council. Or you want to weigh in on the debate over the ellipsis. Yes, the three dots.
If you pause there, she's. If you want to weigh in on the debate, the ellipsis.
Or you could do a double pause for six.
And we're talking about the inappropriate or overuse of the ellipsis, and I think that it's, you know, the English language can change over time, right? So, like, the standard use of the ellipsis was to remove a thing from a statement, right? So, like, a long quote from, you usually see it used when somebody's quoting, like, a passage from the law, where they can just cut out a whole bunch that's not relevant and then put an ellipsis in and make it sound like a sentence.
And as I understand it, written language has always been very different from actual spoken language. Like, we don't write anywhere near the way we actually speak, right? That we constantly speak in incomplete sentences, sentence fragments, all of this stuff. But that's not the way we write. The texting.
Well, now we do.
That's what I was getting at. The texting and stuff that people use online and Telegram and on Facebook, that's probably the closest written speech has ever been to actually spoken speech.
Right. Well, I always, one thing that I always do that I judge myself for doing, but I'm not going to stop because it just, it works and I speak like this, is saying, where are you at? I'm like, oh, I know where I ended a sentence with a
preposition,
and you're not supposed to do that. I say, where are you at?
Sure, it's quick.
And I don't, and I go back and forth. I'm like, I know the English language should be allowed to change and live.
Of course, where are you is also three words.
They say that about prepositions, but the reality was that was created by, like, this one American bishop who wanted English to be more like Latin.
And really?
In Latin, it's impossible to end a sentence in a preposition.
Because it's a stupid rule.
It's a completely stupid rule. And Beavis and Butthead Do America made so much fun of that joke, and it was
brilliant.
Yeah, and we can't use the sentence they used here on the show, but there was one sentence in there where if you try to recompose that sentence so that it doesn't end at a preposition, you're going to give yourself a headache.
Let's go to Farmer Garrick on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Farmer Garrick. Farmer Garrick. Going once. Farmer Garrick going twice. He was there. I'll put him back on hold. Maybe he's in a bad cell. Let's try instead Sam calling from Ohio. Sam, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you. So, Ari, you said last night that you have more gold backs than you do dollars?
At that particular moment in my wallet, yes. I was physically carrying more gold backs than I was dollars. But to be fair, I only had like $8 in actual physical cash on me last night.
Oh. Now, is it real easy to spend gold backs in New Hampshire?
I used them today to buy a pizza, and I used them yesterday to buy two burritos. So it depends on where you go, right?
You can get a picture frame, a custom picture frame in Manchester for goldbacks. You can possibly get a cow in Croydon for goldbacks. You can get all kinds of food for goldbacks.
When you're dealing with the people in the Liberty Movement, it's almost certain that they're going to take alternatives to the dollar, whether we're talking about cryptocurrency or whether we're talking about gold backs or an ounce of silver. Amongst the community, you're going to find a lot of acceptance. Not quite 100%.
So how do they make change for a gold back?
Yeah, you don't. You round up or
you
round down.
You can if you want to. I know that the old Pho Noodle restaurant, formerly known as Pho Keen Great, now changed their name to Funky Noodle in downtown Keene. They do give change for the gold backs there.
See, I'm not a fan of that. I think that's lunacy. I wouldn't pay in one currency and expect my change back in a completely different currency.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think that it should be done that way. I like what you're saying, but I understand why businesses do that. Like, for instance, if somebody comes in
my mind, it's... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Because in my mind, it seems like if you're going to make change for gold, you'd do it with silver just because it's precious metal. At least it's a similar-ish currency.
Yeah, I would allow that, right? Like if my order was $18 or whatever and I handed them, you know, a 5 gold back and they gave me back $2 in silver, which is, what, a tenth of an ounce or whatever, I would not object to that.
It's getting too complicated.
Yeah.
You cannot expect a cashier who can barely count to begin with.
What is 11 minus 7? It's like 6, right?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, you cannot expect the help to be able to figure out, oh, you've given me this amount of gold backs and I owe you a silver dime in change or whatever.
Well, we have point of sale systems that, you know, they could be programmed to calculate.
There could
this
be
stuff.
But then you've got to have silver dimes on hand.
Yeah,
and
I'm not saying
the customer
that would be good.
Needs to know
I
that
just
the silver
wouldn't object to it.
Then
right.
The customer needs to know that the silver dime is 90% silver only if it's before 1964, and there's like all these details that are just not going to work as far as any kind of system is concerned. So
yeah, I think worst case scenario, if you use a gold back, you're out $3 worth of gold. It's not the end of the world. I mean, that's a tip cushion, effectively. So just presume you're tipping the business that extra $3 and carry on with your life.
That's the way I look at it. But then again, we are activists, and we are people who want to see these things be utilized, and so our incentives are different from maybe the average person, and we, I think, do want the average person to start seeing value in these alternatives to the dollar, right? Like, we don't want it to just be this insider's club that only a few people use. We do want people to realize that there are other options out there and start to value those other options. And some of those people are trying to get their bills paid at the end of the month, and you know they might want to get their change. They might want to get some change. I don't know, but I don't support that.
Because the way they see it is they spent $4, and they want it to be worth $4 when they spend it, so I can see
that.
That's
not how I see it, though. I spent a gold back.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, but if you go into let's say, I don't think Corner News takes gold backs officially at this point, but if you were to go into
if Roberta was there, I bet you could talk her into it.
She probably would. She used to sell silver back in the day that the activists provided her. But anyway, if you went into Mighty Moose Mart, where you work, Bonnie.
And they do take gold backs.
And you buy the cheapest item in the store, like a piece of gum, you know, cost less than a dollar or whatever. And it's hard to find something that's less than a dollar these days. But if you were to buy the, you know, something that was...
Hey, we have fudge on the counter that costs 49 cents.
That's really cheap for fudge. So, yeah, 49 cent fudge, and you hand a gold back over. Now you're talking about, you know, a small fraction, 1/8, roughly, of the value of the gold back has
been
spent.
I'm going to do this tomorrow just to mess with Chris, okay?
I don't think he'll mind.
But I wouldn't care that much. In fact, what we would probably do is just buy more than one piece of fudge, right? Because that would be the easiest way to deal with that.
I just want to see his reaction.
And you have a bunch of fudge instead of just one piece. But somebody else might...
Maria?
Go ahead, Sam.
So you were also... thought you wouldn't get robbed with it. And I would agree with you on that because, like, one of the bigger, like, precious metal dealers here in Ohio, they literally would not buy it if you had them to sell them.
They would not.
If you had them what?
Wouldn't that buy me again?
If you had gold back here in Ohio to sell, and you went into this one precious metal dealer, they would not buy them from you because they don't think they're gold.
Well, they're morons.
So you would not get robbed like you said.
Well, that's stupid on their part. I mean, they can be melted down. They can be verified that they actually contain the amount of gold they're supposed to have.
Yeah, Find is known as a huge precious metals online. I don't know if they're only online, but they sell precious metals, and they accept it. So I'm pretty sure these people could get with the program, like, oh, okay, our competition does it.
The United Precious Metal Association is like, thumbs up the gold back, so...
Well, that's kind of where it started, so...
But I still agree with Aria that if somebody robbed her, they might be like, where's the... green dollars, like throwing the gold backs, you know?
Yeah, they would not want the gold backs. I'm confident of that.
I don't think you really have to worry about it. We live in New Hampshire. The odds you're going to get robbed here are pretty slim because there's people with guns everywhere. Sam, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. It's early, though. I mean, people want to know, oh, can you go around and spend the gold back in a bunch of places? And the answer is a surprising amount of places take gold back at this early stage.
I'll be spending them Friday when I get barbecue.
Keep keep in mind that, and by the way, it's usually a lot of the crypto accepting places that are open-minded and they're willing to take gold backs. They tend to kind of go together. But the gold back people, the New Hampshire gold backs, only been around for 1 year at this point. So we're just getting started with this. There's more coming up here. It is free.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open here, and you can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Thank you tonight. You've got Ian.
Are
you?
And Bonnie.
Bitcoin.com is where you can go to get started learning about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You'll get the basics when you click Get Started there at the top of the page. Lots of useful information at your fingertips. It's something that's going to be around for a very long time. That is cryptocurrency. So you might want to start learning about it. It's never too late to get started at Bitcoin.com. Now, if you're already into crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got those for you over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. As we go to your calls here, well, let's talk to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, Sarah.
Let me get the speaker. I just want to say we are going to get those red light cameras back in Albuquerque
at the end of the year. So they want more people to die, is what you're saying.
Actually, we have the most highest traffic fatalities last year than ever before.
Well, you're going to have even more with the red light cameras coming back.
Are these the ones that turn red for speeders, or are these ones that detect people who run red lights?
That's the latter.
Okay.
That's what a red light camera is.
Why will it kill more people?
Okay.
The reason it kills people, this is the reason why they've actually gotten rid of red light cameras in a lot of cities, is because people know they're going to get a ticket. And so they're more likely to slam on the brakes as they are going through. I mean, it might not kill, but it'll, like, whiplash them. There's a lot of people that are going to get hit, like, rear-ended. So rather than get the risk a ticket, they will go ahead and slam on the brakes at a place at which they would normally not slam on their brakes. Normally they might go ahead and go through the intersection. But because they've slammed on their brakes, the person who's immediately behind them then slams into the back of them.
Well, their fault. They're following too close behind.
Sure, but that doesn't mean it doesn't happen and that it's not the fault of the red light cameras.
It happens and it's inevitable. I mean, there are times where you approach an intersection where you have to either speed up to go through or slam on your brakes, and there is no alternative because you're just there at the exact wrong time.
Yeah. But you love this, Sarah. You don't care. You don't care about people's lives.
Violation of the Fourth Amendment.
That drive. You don't care about drivers' lives, I guess. You care about the pedestrians' lives, but the drivers don't mean that much to you, right?
Well, it turns out, no, all of it. All of them. Pedestrian, traffic, drunk driving, drug driving, speeding, everything, all the crashes, they all went up, all together. That's what I'm telling you. And
what are red light cameras going to do about any of those things?
Well, we had actually lower fatalities and less speeders when we have those.
But correlation does not mean causation. We also have had more people abusing drugs because of the lockdowns and their, you know, livelihoods being ruined.
But anyway, this time we're gonna rat people out.
If you let your
son or your girlfriend or your daughter drive a car and they're the one that ran a light, they give you some time now to say that this is not me in the picture. So then you could pawn off the ticket to somebody else that you loaned out the car. Otherwise, before then, you had to file a stolen car report to say that it was not you, because it would just get billed to the owner of the vehicle.
Where's the news about this? Where did you hear that they're bringing this back? Because I can't find it.
It's on the KKOB. It was announced on the KKOB.
I will give it to you, Sarah, that having some sort of mechanism for a person to let a friend drive their car and run a red light and the owner of the vehicle not be on the hook for whatever that person happens to do is an improvement. But it's also kind of obvious, and it should have been there from the start. Like, anyone with a brain will know, hey, look, sometimes people loan their cars to other people, and we need to have some sort of system in place that allows people to say, hey, look, I wasn't the driver here. My friend was, without them having to file a stolen vehicle report.
Well, you know what? When things get started in the beginning, it takes a while to get all the lumps out.
So those people who were on the hook for fines for, you know, running red lights that they didn't run, they're just the kinks that had to be worked out. You know, the Jews who had to get put to death to make the perfect Nazi society, they were just the kinks that had to get, there were some bops to get ironed out in order to have our perfect society. Right, Sarah?
Well, I mean, it's not perfect, but now they got these speeding cameras. difference. It's mobile. It's not a van. They felt like they have to have it in a van where it's got wheels on it, but now they got these little speed cameras that are mobile. You could move it from intersection, and it's not inside a van. So it's going
to
be a little
bit. No response to anything that I said at all.
So it's like a drone?
Yeah, I don't understand this either. I thought most red light cameras were just attached to the red light.
She's saying speeding cameras now. So she switched from talking about red light cameras to speeding cameras. She just loves cameras. The more cameras, the merrier for Sarah. The more tickets that they write, she really gets excited about
that. Yeah, Sarah, you got to break some eggs to make an omelet. But to get back to that point, what about the person who is the egg? That, you know, they're being fined for this thing they didn't do. Or now they're in a wheelchair for the rest of their life because they slammed to the back of someone because they slammed on their brakes. What about those individuals who are being punished because of these things?
Well, those people need to get the people that got T-boned because they ran a red light at their cars at 50 miles an hour.
They didn't run a red light. I'm presenting a scenario where someone slams on their brakes so that they don't run a red light. And the car behind them slams into them, and now that car who slammed into them is in a wheelchair for the rest of their life because the person in front of them slammed on their brakes to avoid running a red light. What about that person who's not paralyzed for life?
Those people need to talk to the people that got crippled and get their back broken because somebody did run a red light.
They are the crippled person. Okay, so we're not eliminating the amount of people getting crippled. We're just changing the victim to someone else, from one innocent bystander to another.
And increasing revenue. That's the thing you get with the red light cameras is more revenue. And Sarah thinks more revenue means...
cameras?
Better quality of... welfare tickets.
Well, maybe I'll get a higher rebate. Maybe that's a good thing. You know what I mean?
You get a higher rebate? What does that mean?
So you get more money back from taxes
if
has a broken spine.
You talking about welfare?
No, I mean, because the traffic city... No, we had a lower fatality rate overall when we have those speeding vans, but your data is false.
When you say you get a higher rebate, does that mean you get more welfare?
Well, I mean, it gets pondered out like that.
What year did they get rid of the
Several years ago. She talked about it a long time ago.
Like more than 5 years?
Probably like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah,
right?
About maybe 15 years ago they had the vote and it got voted out.
Sure.
After all these years, now that we have New Mexico has the biggest number of fatalities ever, it can't have anything to do with the lockdowns that happened for the last 2 years? You don't think that it has something to do with that instead of there aren't red light cameras? I bet most people don't know about the red light cameras.
I understand this. You want more fines and more broken spines and more fatalities because this means that you will get more money in welfare? Is that correct?
No, more fines means that they're going to stop speeding and stop running red lights. They're going to get caught, and so they're going to drive better.
That is not what it means. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate it. No. Fines have never made people drive better. Might make them drive more more dangerously with more risk involved if, like, for instance, again, to stop quickly at a red light rather than go through. That's actually increasing the danger to drivers, which, again, is why a lot of the cities that had red light cameras got rid of them because it was actually hurting people.
The increase to drivers is also increased because they're doing warrantless searches.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. On Wednesday, President Biden held a 55-minute phone call with the president of Ukraine. Among the things they discussed was the United States sending an additional $500 million in direct aid, the United States and other allies working to identify other ways to help the Ukrainian military, and the United States working to fulfill Ukraine's request for security assistance. A new report from Bloomberg says the American family will pay $5,000 extra this month for basic household items compared to last year. White House Director of the National Economic Council, Brian Deese, says inflation is a top concern at the White House.
Make no mistake, inflation is too high, and the president is focused on bringing it down, and that was what the budget that we put out this week was all about.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt on Wednesday signed a bill that bans biological boys from playing on female high school and college sports teams.
When it comes to sports and athletics, girls should compete against girls. Boys should compete against boys. And let's be very clear, that's all this bill says.
The governor adding the Save Women Sports Act ensures a level playing field for female athletes. He signed the measure during a ceremony at the state capitol. Senator Lindsey Graham has some strong words to describe President Biden's budget proposal for defense spending.
We've laid out a budget that does not recognize the threats we face today and in the coming years on defense.
The South Carolina Republicans' comments come as President Biden emphasized spending on national and international security as the United States responds to Russia's unprovoked war against Ukraine. USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. If you want to join us here, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The number, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Oh, yes.
And
603-283-6160. You can join us online. We do have our social media site. We're talking about how earlier there was some comments on the big tech corporations and how they're doing the bidding of the state voluntarily. Well, you gotta choose the alternatives. And there are alternatives. We've got one of them. It's a Mastodon system, which means that it's an open source, self-hosted federated system, so it's connected with the other Mastodons out there in the world, and there are thousands of them. But you can go to social.freetalklive.com to join ours and interact with some of the Free Talk Live hosts as well as other Free Talk Live listeners there at social.freetalklive.com. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We've got Farmer Garrick. He said he was in a bad cell earlier. Are you with us now?
I am.
Excellent,
can you hear me?
Sir. Yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I caught you at the end of the last hour, and you were talking about texting, email, or just communications with young kids. Mm-hmm. It was so strange because just today I texted my nephew, so he just got at the age where his parents got him a phone. He's 14, 15, right there, just had a birthday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I grabbed his cell phone that day, just programmed it in my phone, and then I haven't texted him since then or even communicated with him, and I just said, hey, buddy, what's going on? How's the phone? And his response was, it's good, thanks. And that was it. And it was exactly what you guys were speaking about at the end of the last hour. It's good, thanks, no comma, no... And I kind of gave him a hard time. I texted him back that, well, I'm glad the phone's working. I think we need to talk about your text grammar the next time.
Oh, man.
It was just so strange that you guys were bringing it up. I usually just listen to the podcast, and I just was because I'm out here working, and it's, it good, thanks.
Now, do you think...
I'm a troll, so I would respond about, I'm glad to hear it good, thanks.
I know. But it's my nephew. He's just got a phone. He's just trying to, you know,
I don't mean to be insulting, but I have to ask, is he not that bright?
No, he's quite bright.
Okay.
Yes.
And I don't think that that's a factor. It's just a young people thing. Young people text like that, and then old people type wrong a lot of the times in a completely different way.
What you're saying is they don't think it'd be like it is, but it do.
No, and I just, this is probably, wouldn't he get the phone 2 weeks ago or less? And I just thought, well, you know, I want him to, if he needs something from me in an emergency in the future, just to know that I'm out there. And, I usually only do that once or twice with my nieces or nephews, just so they know I'm here if they need something, but I just, oh, my God.
It's frustrating. Now, if you go back to the days when, let's go back, 15 years ago, when people only had the dumb phones, as they call them, right? Where you had, 20 years ago.
Oh, you had to, hit the same character repeatedly to get to the character you wanted.
So it was like, if you want the letter C, you have to press the 2 button 3 times two times or whatever. And so that, you could give somebody a pass, right? Like if they didn't want to find the comma button and switch through 10 different things before they get to, you could give somebody a pass on that. But now there's a key for everything and it's relatively accessible, so you don't really have that same excuse of now it's just plain old laziness, right?
It is true that go ahead.
No, what I even do sometimes when we're driving around, I don't want to text if I don't have to, and I hardly ever do, but I will have my kids text for me on the way when we're heading somewhere, and I always tell them, do not send it to you. Reread it. Do you have a period? Do you have, it's obviously text is not long. Just make sure, read it back yourself and just make sure it makes sense. I don't know why people don't do this.
That to me sounds like good etiquette.
SMS, the simple messaging system, just an ordinary text message. That's where I'm laziest when it comes to grammar. It may not always be. It's not going to be something like, it good, thanks, or, it do be like that or whatever. But that's where I'm going to be laziest. If I'm going to use an abbreviation for, like, the letter U for the word you, that's where it's going to happen. And that's probably not going
to
happen.
I know, but I'm teaching them now because it doesn't have to be long sentences or anything. I mean, it's just text. You don't want it to be long. You don't want to bore people, but you don't want it to look. You don't want to look dumb.
You don't want. I would hope that people don't want to look dumb, and that's why I'm concerned that maybe many of these young people going to government schools are just not learning, proper expression. But it could just be pure laziness. Thank you, Farmer Garrick. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Did you ask your nephew why he just responded with it good, thanks?
You know what? It was just like an hour ago when I responded, and all I said was, we need to talk later, and I'll talk to him. Hey, Ian, do me a favor, and you need to shout some of us out who are still giving you money through PayPal. It's always nice to hear our names every once in a while, even though we haven't gone over to Patreon. I sure hope
you can actually still give through PayPal via
That's
Patreon.
That's what I do. I've been doing for 7 years. Yeah.
No, but what I'm saying is you can actually join the Patreon and
use PayPal to
do that. So.
Thank you, Farmer Garrett.
I know. I'm just lazy.
We are pulling the names from the Patreon because that's what we're promoting at the moment. But yeah, we definitely appreciate the support and thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate it, man. And if you want to join the Patreon, you can head over to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Technically, we actually don't get as much through Patreon because they take a larger percentage. So it actually does kind of hurt financially to do that, but you get more features that way. You get the Amp Only podcast that way. If you care about that, that's a thing you get through the Patreon. And so you can go to amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com, and you will get the shout outs that way too, just because it's just easier for us to pull that info from them.
Yeah, significantly easier.
Yeah. So phones are open, 603-283-6160. Was there anything else we needed to talk about texting? I think we've covered that one, right?
I have one more.
Yeah.
This is a thing young people do, and it drives me so crazy. It's a huge pet peeve. Is when you they want to start a conversation with you.
Oh, I know what you're going to say now.
So they'll just text you, hey. And you have to respond back.
Right?
No. You have to respond back, hi, what's up? And then they'll say, nothing much, how about you?
Oh,
and then get to the point of what they're talking about. It's so annoying. If somebody just texts me, hey, can I do this, and instead of this four-text exchange.
Just jump right into it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is you want. You're texting because you want something. Just tell me what you want. Save everyone's time.
That's why I prefer texting instead of talking, and that's one of the reasons I hate text-to-speeches or people recording messages and sending me like a minute-long message or whatever, because it then takes me a minute to listen to what they have to say.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to just scanning through it with your eyes.
Where if they typed it out and sent it, sure, it takes them longer, but it'll take me like 10 seconds to read it versus taking a minute and a half or whatever to listen to it. It's inconsiderate. If you have a message you want to convey, your goal as a communicator is to convey that message in the way that is most convenient to the receiver of that message. And the whole recorded speech getting sent thing, I'm sure there's a term for it that I'm just blanking on. That's the opposite of good communication. It is 100%.
We have a friend who does it all
the opposite of good communication. I know. So do I. And I told him about this, that it's selfish, it's inconsiderate.
Well, of course. Yeah.
And
what you expect from him.
And it puts all of the work on the receiver. If I had, I have to even go and decipher it.
I generally will only, back when I used to use Telegram, which I'm not allowed to now under my bail conditions, thanks to the Crypto 6 situation, but when I used Telegram, I used to only do the recordings when I was driving.
If I hear the background noise of someone driving, I'm like, okay, this makes perfect sense. I don't want this person to die because they're sending me a message.
The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can share your thoughts on internet etiquette. It seems like it's a lost art, I think, these days. Or the new global financial order. Coming up also, Arya, you're going to tell us about Americans that can't even live paycheck to paycheck. That's on the way as well.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join us here. 683-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about internet etiquette or the lack of it, or the situation in Ukraine, the Russian statement here of the New World Financial Order is incoming. That's what we just started, probably like more than an hour ago at this point. And I do want to pick back up before we get into something a little more local about Americans and their living, not just paycheck to paycheck, but not even making it to the next paycheck. Aria has that story on the way. And again, the number is 603-283-6160. The story here from RT, they are citing ex-Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, who is now apparently on the Russian Security Council. He's the deputy chairman of that. He wrote on Telegram that the hellish sanctions...
Isn't it interesting that Telegram remains so popular in Russia?
Even after the Russian government tried to take it down?
Yeah. Like, I thought it was weird when that Russian news agency was out here last year or the year before, whatever it was, that their preferred method of communication was Telegram.
That is interesting.
Okay, right. You know, I get it. That was my preferred method of communication, too, so it wasn't a problem. But it's like, they were Russian state media, and here's a Russian state official
using Telegram.
Which is banned in Russia.
It was. It's funny you bring it up because I was just reading an article about Pavel Durov, who is the founder of Telegram. He's a Russian, as I understand it, who ended up leaving Russia after the state was coming after him for creating Telegram, basically, which he made it, as I understand it, as a way to get around Russian censors and internet restrictions and such. And they did ban Telegram for some time in Russia, and then I don't know why, but a couple of years after that, they did undo that ban. So...
Ooh, that's kind of suspicious.
Well, I don't know. I mean, right now, Telegram is jumping the shark, I think, in a lot of ways, sadly.
Do governments give back freedom very often?
No, they don't.
That's kind of suspicious.
They've been doing restrictions on Telegram. I believe they agreed to censor certain channels in, I think it was Brazil, in order to avoid being banned in Brazil. So governments have been putting some sort of pressure on Telegram, and Telegram has been crumbling, it seems like, under that pressure, which is a shame. But that's the nature of running a centralized service. I mean, it's, you know, they're going to get you at some point. They're going to co-opt your centralized services at some point. There is I don't believe there is a centralized service that could become as large as a Twitter or a Telegram or something like that without being targeted for some sort of control by the state. I just don't think it's possible. So that's why decentralization makes the most sense when it comes to communications methods and having a bunch of centers rather than just one or just a few. And, of course, that's where something like Mastodon comes in, which is a Twitter replacement that is open source and can be self-hosted.
Or Matrix.
Or Matrix, which is a chat server system that we have. We have one of our own. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com to get the instructions on how to get on our Matrix server. So these are two options, and I'm sure there are others. And there are some that are even now more decentralized. I remember right before the raid happened on our studios and homes last year, which was this month when that happened, so we've now crossed the one-year mark. But right before that happened, we were testing out something called Manyverse, which is a fully decentralized social media system. Meaning that there are not servers that you have to rely on. You can set up a server if you want to, but by default, the program is set to run just on your phone and only interacts with the people that you know, basically. And it can actually work without even an internet connection because it can connect via Bluetooth or via Wi-Fi. So if the internet goes down, you could still share social media posts. It would just share very slowly because you would only be able to share with those people with whom you come in contact, you know, that come into your Bluetooth range. And then when they go into other people's Bluetooth range, it would share your posts to them and so on and so forth.
It's kind of an interesting thing.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept.
It's like one of those mesh networks that people want to create, which are fantastic ideas. Yeah. You know, if you can get people on board with them, I think that's where they all ultimately fall apart. But yeah,
correct.
There has to come into existence some sort of decentralized method of communicating that is not the internet, right? It could be radios. Radios seem to be resurging in popularity to a degree. That could be it. It could work, but I don't think that's going to be good enough. I think people want the data communication,
mm-hmm.
and you're only going to get that with something like a mesh network or something like that. And obviously, mesh networks, they haven't gotten off the ground. They're not the answer, but something like that, it's got to come into existence.
Well, yeah, all of these things require participation. Whether you're talking about a mesh network or you're talking about this Manyverse concept or a two-way radio, if you don't have people who are willing to use the tech, you have nothing. You have a technical idea that might be a good one, but if you can't convince people to get on the radio and use it, if you can't convince people to try this new technology of Manyverse and see how it works. And we did try it. And it was real clunky. It was like, I wouldn't even call it beta level status. It's like alpha level. Or at least maybe it's way better now. I don't know. I don't want to use any social networks without asking for permission first from my federal handlers. But I would say it had promise. Because again, you could use it. It was online by default. And you could have centralized servers to kind of help connect people that you can kind of join. They called them pub servers. And it's a neat tech, so look into that one if you're looking for true, full-on decentralization where no servers are even necessary. All right, so back to the story here. Again, former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev saying that the sanctions are returning to the West like a boomerang. He says this is hurtful for our, quote, friends in Europe and overseas. But while the West continues its, quote, fruitless efforts,
I love that, you know, he characterizes us as his friends. I can't imagine the average American being willing to characterize the Russian people as their friends.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know many of them, but the Russians I have met have been very fine people.
I know, but we're not the average American either. Right?
I don't.
The average American right now is like, oh, Russia's evil, Putin,
yeah,
Hitler.
So dumb.
I don't know any Russians, but I've been getting all these recommended YouTube channels that are Russian to watch recently, which is really surprising to me. Like, I would think they'd try to hide them from me. I haven't been searching it, but I just keep coming across these Russian YouTubers' channels, and now I just really like them.
I know at least two Russians. One of them translated the Russian state-run media that was out here. This friend of mine translated what was actually said about me. It was pretty nasty, as it turns out. But I mean, that's not surprising, right?
Yeah.
But she was willing to translate it for me, and that was really cool. Another one has actually, I think, been on Free Talk Live.
Well, here's a surprise. Russian people are like people.
Oh, that's so weird.
They have feelings like other people.
So they're like normal people,
yeah,
but from Russia.
Right.
And they're being, hurt by a government just like most
sure,
people.
Sure, they're being taxed and controlled and regulated and, you know, forced by their government gangs just like the rest of the world are. And they want a lot of the same things as the rest of us do. They want a nice warm home and, that they can sleep in with their, and have a family and get the bills paid and happy life.
I wonder how many Americans right now who are critical of all Russians who don't stand up against the war or whatever, all Russians are bad to them right now. I wonder how many of them think that, like, thought, at least in the early 2000s, that all Muslims in Afghanistan are bad because they had a sign that said, like, death to America and stuff like that.
It's probably a lot of them.
It's no different because their country, the United States' country, the people living there, their government was attacking Afghanistan, so of course they were, pissed about it.
Exactly.
But it wasn't the United States people's fault, but they were also,
Indeed.
So, they don't see it the same way as, I don't know.
While the West continues its fruitless efforts to restrict Russia, the world is gradually moving toward a new logic of global economic relations toward upgrading the financial system, he said. According to Medvedev, the U.S. and EU have tarnished their reputation, he said, by blocking the reserves of the Russian central bank. Quote, it's impossible to trust those who freeze the accounts of other states, steal other people's business assets and personal possessions, compromising the principles of sanctity of private property.
That's awesome. I mean, he's full of it, right? But I like the idea.
He's a thug, just like every other, former president anywhere.
He's certainly not pro-private property. But I really like the idea of a Russian official going off on the American government about their failure to respect private property. To me, that's brilliant.
Yeah. After the outbreak of the conflict in Ukraine in late February, the EU and U.S. froze nearly half of Russia's foreign currency reserves worth $300 billion. Washington created a special task force called KleptoCapture to oversee the implementation of sanctions against Moscow and seize the assets of individuals and entities who violate them. So a little bit more here on the way. Your thoughts are welcome. What about the people of the United States? How are they doing under all this inflation? Turns out life is getting more difficult. And we'll get into that coming up here in hour three. This is Free Talk.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.